number four to peak performance selling is professionalism. Top salespeople see themselves as consultants rather than as salespeople. They see themselves as advisors, as helpers, as counselors, and as friends. They see themselves as problem solvers for their customers. Perhaps the most important single determinant of whether or not someone buys from you is how that person thinks about you in the back of their mind. In marketing, this is called positioning. The position you have in the heart and mind of your customer is contained in the way that your customer thinks about you and talks about you when you're not there. Many tens of thousands of customers have been asked how they think and feel about the top salespeople who sell to them. The number one answer that customers give is that they see the best salespeople more as consultants than as salespeople. They see them as valuable parts of their personal and business lives. They trust them to give them good advice in their area of specialization. And once a person sees you as a consultant and as a friend, they will never buy from anyone else, no matter what the differences are in price or small differences in quality or features. Here's something I learned as a young salesman that changed my life. It is the psychological fact that people take you at your own evaluation of yourself. In other words, whatever you say about yourself, people believe and accept. They then watch your behavior to make sure that what you do and what you say are consistent with each other. When I learned this, at my very next appointment, I said to my prospect, "Thank you for your time. Please relax. I'm not really here to sell you anything. I see myself more as a consultant than as a salesperson, and all I really want to do is to ask you a couple of questions and see if my company can't help you in a cost-effective way. But I see myself more as a consultant than as a salesperson." And from the very first time I described myself as a consultant, my customers treated me differently. They invited me in for coffee and invited me out for lunch. They listened to me far more closely and were far more open with me when I asked them questions about their needs. They bought from me far more readily and recommended me to their friends. They invited me home to have dinner with their families, and they placed me in an entirely new category in their minds. And I was only 23 years old. From now on, think of yourself as a consultant. Walk, talk, and behave like a consultant. When people ask you what you do, you tell them, "I am a consultant." I gave this advice to the manager of a company that sold roofing and shingles not long ago. He went back to the office, gathered up everyone's business cards, and replaced them with business cards that had the word consultant on them. And he told me that in the following month, the whole atmosphere in his company changed. Not only that, but their sales went up 32%. Everyone began acting differently toward each other and toward their customers when they saw themselves as consultants. Remember the rule of self-image psychology. The person you see is the person you will be. Your self-image, the person you see yourself as on the inside, will determine how you behave on the outside.